we have a crumbling infrastructure, Lean. And as you pointed out, the infrastructure, when we talk about roads, subways, buses, when we talk about broadband and Wi-Fi access, when we talk about school buildings and water and sewer lines and, you know, all these things that are what we are talking about when we call infrastructure, we are talking about things that fundamentally shape whether we're building prosperity or whether we're undermining it. And if we are to, particularly at a time when prosperity building is job critical, you know, when we have far too many people without jobs, when part of when we have to figure out how to not just compete globally, but to really build a sustainable economy in which we can all participate, and frankly, a sustainable environment in which we can all live, which is also what we're talking about with infrastructure, and healthy lives and healthy people, we have to invest in infrastructure. You know, and I think it's so fundamental and it's so foundational to actually solving so many of the problems we have, both for people who, like communities of color, who have been fundamentally lacking in the investments to produce this kind of infrastructure over time. But in the long run, because it's going to be the majority of the country, we're actually saying we're not going to invest in the majority of the country. I mean, imagine a scenario in which we actually said, yeah, 55% of the country, you know, we're not going to go there. I mean, so that's really untenable, right, for the future of any democracy.